62. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 54 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with New York Giants legend and South Carolina Hall of Famer Corey Miller
and his son,
four-time SEC champion
and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
And knocked down again. It was Christian Miller.
Here is college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
Freaky Friday? That sounds a little weird. I don't know. We need to, it's sad, man. I don't think we can use Freaky Friday anymore. That ever since that whole he diddy thing and all that. We'll steer clear of that. I don't know. Yeah, we'll just go with Spooky Friday. This is the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope you guys are ready to cap off this week. I see Mike's in the chat. He said, great week, CM. Usually bye weeks are pretty boring, so I guess we did a good job keeping you guys a little entertained during the bye week. That's why I try to get more folks on here, because we definitely needed some stuff to talk about. It is one of those weeks, you know. Bye weeks, they're fun when it comes to kind of like, you know, relaxing a little bit, taking a break. But in terms of news and whatnot, definitely can be a little dry. But it's been fun, man. And we've made it to Friday. Obviously, we got another weekend here without Alabama football coming up. Second bye week this season. But the good news is there's still some other games on that I'll definitely be checking out, taking a look across the SEC and whatnot, but gearing up for next week. And again, a three-game home stretch coming up, and looking forward to that, kicking things off with LSU. Maybe we'll take a little bit of a dive into LSU today, get a little bit of an early preview. Maybe we'll pull up some tape and look at those guys coming up. Since we're already there. Normally during the bye week, I guess we normally would preview the opponent, but I hadn't even got around to it. We've had so many other things going on here on the show. So maybe we'll do that here in a minute. I know there's some player interviews that we haven't listened to yet. Probably listen to a couple of those, see if there's some stuff we can grab from that, respond to it, and we'll definitely do that here as well. And I'm sure all you guys are very well aware. Today is Halloween, so happy Halloween to everybody out there, those who celebrate. Sure, there's probably some that don't. One being my dad. My dad, this is probably like the worst holiday for my dad. He despises Halloween. I'm sure you can probably guess why. You know, he's a pastor, and you know, there's probably some conflict there. To me, I've always looked at it as, man, like, I view it from more of the costumes, that type of deal. Kids, you know, trick or treating, right? Especially in my neighborhood, it's like a big deal. What's crazy is we probably have like less than 10 kids that actually live here, but it's like a common thing where, like, I guess our neighborhood is just, I guess, like a hub for trick or treating. I don't know if it's a tradition or what the case may be, but literally, I mean, like hundreds of kids will be coming in trick or treating. And Chase, let's just say this, man, I'm not saying there's a age limit or rule. It probably should be, but here's my thing, bro. If you are going to be older and you're trick or treating, at least dress up. When I tell you, Chase, last year, I mean, I had a bunch of kids and it was great, and you know, the costumes, I'm like, you know, passing out candy, and I ended up having, you know, a bunch of candy. Long story short, you know, some of my friends, they gave me their candy because they ended up not being home. So like, oh, well, take this too, that way you can pass it out. We don't want any good waste. So I had a ton of candy. So I'm like, I'm blessing these kids, Chase. I'm like passing out like good stuff too. And it gets to be like a little bit later, and I'm like, all right, man, I'm starting to see some older folks show up. Hey, dudes ain't even got costumes, Chase. These dudes showed up with pillowcases, jeans, and hoodies. I'm like, hold up, bro. hold up. All right. And I'm like, you know what? It's cool. It's, you know, I'll just give them some candy, whatever. Then they get up, Chase, and they start demanding, like, oh, let me get this. No, I want this. I'm like, okay. This is where we got to draw the line. Because these dudes, damn sure at least we're probably seniors in high school, right? I'm like, oh, yeah, high school is probably about the cap for me. I don't know if you should be trick-or-treating past high school. Maybe I'm wrong. If anybody's past high school still trick-or-treating without, like, you know, accompanying kids or something, maybe that's your thing. Maybe, I guess it's cool, but What are your thoughts on that, Chase? Should there be an age limit? And should you have to dress up like, I don't think like it's cool. Like, if you just show up to my house with a pillowcase and just street clothes, bro, I'm like, first of all, I don't know what you got going on. Is this for Halloween or is this something else?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm like, hold on, bro. Whoa. It's a group of y'all. Like, chill. Hold on. What we got? But you think it should be an age limit? Is there a cutoff, Chase?
100%. It's designed for kids. Like, kids, it's the best holiday for kids to eat as much candy as they want, drink as much soda, stay as long as they want up night, terrorize their parents, go crazy. That is the holiday for them. So I agree 100%. You should, unless you do this, no power to you. But if you're showing up late at night with a pillowcase, jeans, regular t-shirt, and you're demanding for candy, I will literally set you down for a Bible study. Like, you need to, there's no way.
And listen, that's what got me, because I'm like, all right, they were just like, chill, like, oh, thank you, man. Like, but I'm talking about Chase. They were literally like, no, I want that. I'm like, hold up. I about had to sit them down for a second. But I'm like, you know what, man? Y'all got it. But after that, I was like, you know, I think I was like, you know what? It's dark outside now. I'm about to turn my light off. It's about that time. And I ran out so fast because I guess I got to pace myself. But I was just trying to, you know, I was trying to bless the kids, man. Like you said, it's about the kids, you know what I mean? And like, I don't even remember last time I dressed up. Like, I know in college, right, there's all the college parties, but I didn't really go out or do much when I was in college like that, really. I don't even know last time I dressed up as something. Like, I kid you not. I really don't even remember. I know when I was a kid, man, I used to pull out like Power Rangers. I had like one of those like Scream looking mask, but then it had, this one was like one of my favorites. I'll never forget this one. It had like a heart that you could squeeze, and then it would like make, and this sounds really weird, but made blood or like fake blood kind of like wash down the mask. I don't know. I feel like I was probably a little too young to have that, but I remember we were in like the Halloween store and I saw it, and just like the mechanism of like you squeeze the thing and just watching it, like the red just come down. I thought it was so cool. That was probably one of the last times I've really even dressed up. But I do like Halloween. I'm more for I like being creative. You know, carving pumpkins, like we're talking about, I'm going to do that tonight. Carving pumpkins is definitely a thing. Roasting the sunflower, or not sunflower, wow. Roasting the pumpkin seeds is always cool. But I wouldn't say I'm like really into Halloween like some others. Like some others really go all in. I wouldn't say I go all in, but I definitely kind of like growing up, I liked the Goosebumps marathons. I don't know if you guys used to watch that. Chase, was that a thing when you were growing? Because I think it was a thing for people older than me, but I kind of caught on to it. But did you ever get into that? Goosebumps, like, used to come on like during the whole month of October?
Yeah, when it would come on like Disney Channel, I'd be waiting for that like after school a little bit. Yeah, that was one of my favorites.
Bro, you know what's crazy? I don't even know... I used to like that stuff, but it low-key used to kind of scare me at times, because I remember I was young watching it. It was like, I had like a, I don't know, it was weird. It's like, I liked it, but it kind of scared me at the same time. I don't know. It was very interesting. But anyway, and, you know, Halloween also is another big day. It's somebody important's birthday. That's Coach Saban. So happy birthday to Coach Saban. Always easy to remember that, because we used to literally do the celebrations. Like we used to celebrate his birthday for it. And they used to pass out like all these little, like, what do they call it? Little blower things. I don't know what you call them. He used to do the cake and stuff. But anyway, shout out to Coach Saban. This is his birthday as well. Halloween and Coach Saban's birthday. Always easy to remember that. All right, let's do this. Let's hit our first time out. We come back, we dive into some football talk and a whole bunch of other stuff. We're pretty much going anywhere and everywhere. It's a free for all Friday, man. Want to hear from you guys. 205-342-9904 is the number to the program. If you guys are going to be doing some trick-or-treat tonight, make sure you guys are safe, number one. And I'm sure you're going to be doing a lot of walking. And if you're going to be doing a lot of walking, make sure you guys are taking care of yourself and your feet. So make sure you go stop by the Good Feet store first, right? And go get hooked up with those premium arch supports that are designed to eliminate and alleviate all types of pain, foot pain, knee pain, back pain, hip pain. Day like today, these things would be incredible, right? All the walking that you're going to do. So make sure you guys check them out. Midtown Village is where you can find them here in Tuscaloosa, but they are nationwide, all over the state of Alabama as well. Goodfeet.com to find more information and find the nearest location to you. Plus, they are doing Good Feet Kick for Cash. the contest that allows you to go kick field goals to win some cash. So make sure you guys sign up for that. GoodFeetKickForCash.com is where you can find the information for that. Your name, your email, that's all that's required. And they'll get you signed up and entered for a chance to get that opportunity. So make sure you guys do that right now. GoodFeetKickForCash.com. All right, we got to hit our first time out. When we come back, we get rolling right here on this Friday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230.
High quality ingredients. We want to say, that sounds great. We've been doing that since 1974.
Under the biggest cactus in town, Taco Casa.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-91.
Miss a jam-packed home slate of conference foes, including South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. The season tips off on November 3rd, and we can't wait to see you there.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next
team. The Tide postgame show is powered by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and Two Dimes.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
95.3 The Bear
and Sports Radio Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC
are partnering with Baumhauer's Victory Grill this season
to put you in the best seats in the house at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Sign up online at 95.3thebear.com,
on the app,
or the Tide 100.9 app.
Each week,
we'll pick a winner for a pair of tickets to an Alabama home football game. Baumhauer's Victory Grill,
with two locations in Tuscaloosa,
Harper Lee Drive and Baumhauer South on Courtney Drive. Let Baumhauer's Victory Grill put you in the best seats in the house.
With 95.3 The Fair
and Sports Radio Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Edition of Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. All right, Chase, all right, we got our Halloween talk out of the way. Let's talk a little football, shall we? One of you guys in the chat, again, we are streaming live on YouTube. Come hang out, check us out at the Miller's Edge. Love to have you here as well. Mentioned Jeremy Pruitt being hired, right, by Jacksonville State. And this was news to me. It might have been a few days old initially, but I think they just started writing some articles on him. It sounds like at least the process started a few days ago. Anyway, I'm reading this article, though, and it's really interesting because we all know that he was hit with the show cause, all the stuff that went down at Tennessee, you know, paying players, this, that, and the third, which is always kind of interesting to me because now that we've, you know, rolled out all this NIL revenue sharing stuff like that, it just makes you wonder, like, are they going to lighten the load on some of the stuff that did happen before? Probably not, but I was just curious about that. And I do remember he was suing, like, the NCAA, maybe the school as well. There was some type of lawsuit. But anyway, he has been granted, I guess JSU was granted the ability to hire Pruitt as an analyst. And if you guys remember, the head coach there is Charles Kelly, who served as a defensive backs coach here under Coach Saban not long ago, and also had ties to Tennessee. So Some familiar faces there. Jeremy Pruitt getting another opportunity. And again, that show cause was given to him. It was a six-year show cause given to him back in 2023. Now, Chase, this is where it gets confusing because, I mean, he was fired from Tennessee, I feel like, before that. So I'm wondering, does the 6 years, that show cause, did it start in 23? Did it start when he was initially fired? I'm not sure. But something that was said, I guess, on NCAA's behalf was interesting. At the end, it does say they appreciate JSU's stated commitment to the compliance and its transparent acknowledgement that the potential future violations carry risk. So it sounds like it's like, all right, yes, you can hire him. However, if anything further, you know, transpires while he is a member of their staff, they could bring hell down on that program. Which, I mean, we're in NIL now. We're in an era of revenue sharing. I don't see why he would even risk that. But that is something that was noted in that, I guess, released by the NCAA. Back to the show cause again, 6 years. It was a result of the investigation into the alleged recruiting violations. Remember the whole McDonald's bags with cash, that whole thing, dropping them in the mailbox. Investigation included an allegation of $60,000 in cash or gifts given to football recruits or players by Pruitt, his wife, numerous coaches, staff, and boosters. Charles Kelly worked for Pruitt at Tennessee back in 2018 as special teams and safeties coach. And Pruitt's son also played quarterback at Jacksonville State. I did not know that. So there definitely are a lot of ties. In July, the NCAA filed a motion to dismiss Jeremy Pruitt's $100 million suit against the association and argue the court in Alabama does not have personal jurisdiction over the association. The NCAA added the court was not a proper venue for this action. If it was a proper venue, the NCAA said that this is not a convenient venue for the parties and witnesses who will be involved in this action, nor would litigating the case here advance the interests of justice. That sounds like a whole bunch of just saying they're trying to brush off the case and basically saying it shouldn't be applicable, at least in Alabama, whatever the case may be. I'm still not too sure where that whole thing stands, Chase, the whole lawsuit, the $100 million lawsuit. But, hey, I mean, the good news is Coach Pruitt is back in coaching at the college level. I know it's something that he definitely cares strongly about. And, you know, I spent, how many years was I with him? I think two. Because I had Kirby in 2014 and 2015, Pruitt in 16 and 17, and then Tosh, my senior year, was the defensive coordinator. So, one thing I can tell you guys about Jeremy Pruitt, man, he loves ball. I mean, loves ball. Like he honestly, and I'm sure you guys know, but I mean, he, you know, came up, you know, the high school coaching ranks, then, you know, kind of got his whole deal after that. But the way he coached us, like just the way he, you know, viewed the game and just went about it, just it felt, the reason I liked him so much as a coach, because it really just felt kind of how the game felt before it became more of like a, you know, when you get on the college level, even before NIL, it definitely felt like a little bit more like a business, right? Like, and what I'm saying is when you play in high school, you guys are playing, you know, at the high school level. Like, you're trying to get recruited, right? And that kind of feels business-esque. But for the majority of people on your team, they're not going to get recruited. They're not playing past high school. They're just playing because they love the game of football. You know what I mean? You're playing with all your friends, your boys. Wearing your jerseys to school on Fridays. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that type of love for the game, like, it's, like, very personal, right? Then you get to college, and it's definitely a step up. It's not quite like the NFL in terms of, like, feeling strictly like a business, but at the same time, it's definitely much different than college. But with Pruitt, you could always sense, like, he had that love and passion for football almost like the high school level. Like, I've told you guys, I mean, but like, before we played Tennessee, I mean, dude, it's like dude was like cutting an onion. He damn near started crying because he's so passionate about it, right? I mean, like, he's one of those dudes. That said, man, he's a hell of a football coach. And I loved playing for him. I love Coach Pruitt. He's solid, man. I mean, like, he's solid for sure. So I'm happy that he's finally, back, at least on this level, because we all know what he's capable of, man. He's great. Everybody's always, one way or another, man, calling for him back. We want him back, but... will that ever happen? I don't know. At this point, probably it's definitely probably a long shot. I mean, for a number of reasons, I mean, there's no ties with really him or Kalen DeBoer to my knowledge. I think Coach Womack's doing a good job. Obviously, that's been much better defensively. But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of good news. Chase, are you familiar with Jeremy Pruitt at all?
A little bit, yeah. I it's so funny. During high school, for one of my sports classes, my professor kind of talked about, you know, what he did and the magnitude of it. So it's just so crazy years later that he's getting hired as an analyst, and especially in this age of college football, it's probably best you do it now than when everything is situated, everything has more guardrails, more rules, and it's more complicated to get hired based off your situation from years past. So I'm happy for Jeremy. Like you said, he's everything about ball. It's insane. So yeah. It's cool that you got to be under his leadership while you're at Alabama. But I'm excited to see what they do at Jacksonville State. And maybe it can open up other opportunities for other coaches that, you know, had a troubled past but can probably redeem themselves and show that, hey, like, I'm a changed person and I'm here to coach football and make men better.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's just kind of interesting because I don't know if the show cause was like completely keeping him from working as any type of member of a staff or what, but hell, it sounds like his foot's at least in the door. We'll see what comes from it, right? I mean, I would imagine, I mean, if he's already kind of taking this step, that's a huge first step to kind of really get him back on the scene. And like I said, I mean, I'm not saying it's the same thing, but you look at kind of like the Heisman stuff, right? I mean, now the rules are a little bit different. You know, it seems like they kind of look back on stuff and it's a little bit, they view it a little bit differently, right? And I'm just going to call a spade. I'm not saying it happened here. I got to be careful saying all this, right? Because I'm not saying I was aware of any McDonald's bags, anything like that. I'm not green. Like, I'm not an idiot. People, if you think that he was the only staff paying recruits or players, whatever the case may be, over the last however many years before NIL was, you know, finally approved, you're sadly mistaken. So he just was... unfortunately, one that got caught red-handed, right? So it is what it is. But now it's free game. So, yeah, there's that. Let's hit a timeout. When we come back, we keep on rolling. We'll dive into some other things. But that definitely was big. I didn't even realize that. I appreciate whoever brought that to our attention, man. Shout out to Coach Pruitt, man. I'm excited, man. He's back in the game. Coach JP. We got to hit a timeout. When we come back, we'll keep on rolling right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230.
And get $3,000 over book value only at Tuscaloosa Mazda. TuscaloosaMazda.com. Based on KBB Fair Trade Value on select models with approved credit. See dealer for details.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping
another language? Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to save up to 50%. Babbel.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Hardy Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Hardy Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Hardy Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Hardin Construction at 205-752-9611.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Friday edition of Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTVC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Arch Support Experts. Talking Tide was asking about the dispute right now with YouTube TV. I guess luckily I don't have YouTube TV right now. I do have Hulu, so I guess that I'm good as of now, to my knowledge. And I'll tell you what, I just was talking during the break, they just up what I pay for the live service. I think it's like $90 now. I went from like 70 initially when I first signed up. Best believe I better get all my damn channels after they just raised the price like 2 weeks ago to $90. If not, I will cut services quick. Chase, do you have YouTube TV?
I do.
So how is it going to affect you? So like, is it, because didn't they do something, this happened similarly like not long ago. What was it where there was like a holdout where people were like, oh, we're not going to be able to watch the game because there's a dispute between parties. Then it ended up getting situated within like a week or so. Is this similar to it? Because again, I don't have YouTube TV. I've just been reading on X, a whole bunch of people are disgruntled and they're ticked off. How is it affecting you guys? Like, particularly this weekend, like what's happening?
It's Christian, it's bad. I'm looking at the channels that are affected. So you got, you know, ABC, ACC Network, ESPN, all the sister channels of that. Even SEC Network, you can't watch that this weekend. So it's annoying, Christian. They're making it a lot harder for fans all over the world to watch sports. It's like a money grab per se, and it's just so weird that these big corporations, they want us to follow sports, they want us to get into it, they want us to buy their merch, all this stuff, but it's just they can't figure out a middle between these contracts and these disputes, and it's happening in the middle of the season, because this just doesn't affect college football. This affects like college basketball, so there's Alabama, what's going on with them, and then you got college baseball. It's a big spectacle, so it's a mess right now.
Okay, so I'm looking it up now. It makes sense. So I'm clear because Hulu Live, well, let's go back. ESPN owns Hulu now, I'm pretty sure, because initially I had Hulu, then I remember when they started doing the bundle, like you get ESPN Plus, Hulu, and Disney Plus. You're right. This all, because somebody mentioned cable in the chat. Streaming is like the new thing, right? Just like AI is becoming the new thing. Streaming was the new thing. I'd argue probably 65, maybe even up to 70% of households use streaming instead of traditional cable services. I could be wrong, but I don't even know too many people that still, I'm sure a lot of people still probably have direct TV, cable, whatever, but majority of people just use streaming instead. And what happens is, these companies like ESPN that offered their own streaming services, but also own the rights to, you know, the ESPNs, the Disneys, all that stuff, they have to, I get it now. You know, these other streaming services have to cooperate with them to be able to stream those things, those products. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. It probably is becoming a war, trying to get more people to do that. Because if you think about it, I mean, for me at least, when it comes to streaming, like, everybody either has a YouTube TV or Hulu Live. I feel like those are some of the popular ones. Maybe there's some other ones. But that's just crazy, man. Again, because it's already one thing that the prices are going up. Now they're talking about prices going up, and there's not even guarantees that you have access to all these things because of greed, man. Greed is what it boils down to, guys. It's crazy. I guess my advice for any of you that are struggling with that, I know you guys like YouTube TV, and this is no ad for Hulu Live, but me personally, I've had Hulu Live over the last probably 2 years now. I mean, it allows me to use it on multiple devices on the go. I can watch live. I feel like it's got almost all the same channels as YouTube TV. YouTube TV might offer a couple more sports things. I feel like my dad mentioned that, but I guess the good news is ESPN owns, and Disney, they own Hulu, so you don't have to worry about those issues on that front. So maybe there's some type of free trial that you guys could sign up for Hulu Live this weekend and just check it out. Yeah, since Disney owns Hulu, you'd be good regardless, and you don't have to worry about this in the future. Again, that's no ad, no anything. That's just what I have, and works for me. That's what I use. I get all the channels and stuff, and I haven't really had any problems with it. Plus, I do like it too because you do get access to the whole category or the catalog of Hulu with like, you know, series and movies. They give you Disney Plus, so you can watch all the Disney movies as well. And then ESPN Plus for like articles and all that stuff like that. So me personally, that's why I have that, because it's a package. It's like $90 now. They've upped the price, but you get all those services included. You guys asked, does it have multi-view on Hulu Live? When you say multi-view, you mean like watch several things like on the same screen? I don't think you can, unfortunately. Not that I'm aware of. What I do, though, is you can have multiple logins on Hulu. So what I do, well, you might not be able to do this on TV, but at least like on my monitor, which I've told you guys, basically like a double monitor, I just log into Hulu twice. Or I can split it. I can put my PC on one side and then my monitor has like Hulu built in. That way I can do dual screens that way. But to answer your question, like a regular multi-view, I don't think you can necessarily do that. But for me, sometimes, man, I wish you guys could see my setup, but I've got an 85-inch TV right here. So I have the main game on that. I've got an iPad that I log into Hulu and watch another game on that. And then plus, I can always use my phone too. So I can have, because I think, I don't know how many screens you can have logged in at once, but I mean, I think you can up it depending on which service you select or what level, but that's what I do. I mean, so I have my iPad, the TV, my monitor, whatever is nearby, and I watch it like that. That way, I have it on multiple devices. But I don't know. That's what I do, and hopefully it can help you guys, because I know a lot of people are trying to figure out what to do. But if I had to put money on it, guys, I'm just going to be honest with you. I think it ends up getting resolved sooner rather than later. I mean, because this is going to affect millions of people, and there's going to be a lot of ticked off people, and they're going to risk doing even more damage if they don't get it resolved, right? Risking losing people and going to other services. So at some point, YouTube TV will figure it out. Best believe that. Then they're not going to lose their subscribers that fast. That being said, let's go ahead and hit a timeout. When we come back, I promise we'll dive into some more talk. But that was actually interesting, though. Hopefully it helped you guys out a little bit. Again, I don't have YouTube TV, but I'm just trying to do what I can to help you guys for this weekend. Quick timeout. When we come back, we keep on rolling right here on the Miller's Edge. We got some phone calls. We'll go there and more right when we come back right here. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTVC.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Friday edition of The Game, we'll do SEC Parlay Picks presented by Brian Hardy Construction. We're also going to talk with Thomas Morris. Who is he? He's Ty Simpson's personal quarterback coach. We'll talk with him about the development of Ty Simpson. We'll talk to Brent Beard. We'll talk to Lee Sterling for ParamountSports.com. Going to get you ready for a busy weekend of college football, all starting at 2 p.m. here on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Hardy Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Hardy Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Hardy Construction today at 205-752-9600. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC are partnering with Baumhauer's Victory Grill this season to put you in the best seats in the house at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Sign up online at 95.3thebear.com. on the app or the Tide 100.9 app. Each week, we'll pick a winner for a pair of tickets to an Alabama home football game. Baumhauer's Victory Grill. With two locations in Tuscaloosa, Harper Lee Drive and Baumhauer South on Courtney Drive. Let Baumhauer's Victory Grill put you in the best seats. Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Two Dimes Tuscaloosa, and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTVC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Arch Support Experts. Man, we just pulled up some LSU tape just for the heck of it, just to kind of see what's going on with them. I know new coach and whatnot, but man, first play of the game, man. We're watching, we got the South Carolina game pulled up, man. Talk about Dylan Stewart. He's special. I mean, he's just a dog. Always showing up one way or another, man. Freaky athlete for sure. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 205-342-9904. We've got Jared up first. Jared, welcome in.
Hey, man. How are you?
Good, man. It's been a minute, man. How's everything?
It has been a minute. Your time slot is right in the middle of Corporate America conference calls, man.
Fair enough. That makes perfect sense.
I'm listening. I never stop listening. I'm just not able to call, but I was listening to you guys a second ago, and I actually had some time. Here's a life hack for everyone, okay? Just go on Amazon or go to Walmart. Just go somewhere and get an over-the-air antenna. Hook it up to your TV, let it scan for your channels, and you will always, no matter what these ding-dongs in corporate America do, you will always have your basics, NBC, Fox, ABC, CBS. Especially if you're in T-Town and you're living there on campus, that's well in range of any of the stations. And that's life hack one. The other one is, if you can afford $30 a month for that ESPN Unlimited, Hulu, and Disney bundle, you get everything ESPN. Everything. You got those two things? I did that because, I mean, I've gone from DirecTV to YouTube TV to all these different ones. This always happens, though. And I got sick of it. So that's how I made the house bulletproof. But the over-the-air antenna is the thing nobody ever talks about or thinks about. Dude, it's so cheap and easy, and you will always have those channels. And we're going to be, if it's Bama football, we're going to be on ABC 90% of the time now with the way that's working. So anyway, I just want to pass.
That's a great tip. I didn't even think about that. I mean, we're so far into this tech and streaming age, and with AI and all type of stuff, man. You're right. I didn't even think about that. Just kind of getting those base channels. I mean, you shouldn't miss anything with that. Good point.
You will never miss it. And dude, the picture is, if you're into that stuff, and I used to be really big time, it is the purest, highest definition signal you can get is over the air antenna. You'll see the difference in the picture on your screen. It's crazy.
So now that only works if you're in the state though, right? Though, because technically, well, say you're in New York, you're not going to be able to pick up an Alabama game.
You're right. You're right on that. It depends if it's nationally televised or not. But, you know, you can get antennas that have a 200-mile range if you're going to put it outside. I mean, I've got one in my attic that's up to 80 miles. I mean, like the NBC station, I'm in Dallas, right? Dallas-Fort Worth. The NBC tower is in Fort Worth. And, dude, I get NBC perfectly clear here in Frisco, Texas, which is, you know, north of downtown Dallas. So, yeah, I mean, you can get those things that have a 200-mile range. But, you know, in T-Town proper, you can have one probably sitting. I mean, you can have one sitting next to your TV and it'll pick up everything there. You know, I tell both my daughters that they both have them. I bought them and sent them to them through Amazon. I promise you they're not hooked up. Because every weekend I see them logging into my YouTube. I bet this weekend they're going to be calling me. How do I hook this antenna up?
Dang. Hey, well, I appreciate you dropping that knowledge, man. That definitely probably going to save some people some time searching for a solution, at least in the meantime.
Yeah. Hey, let me. I can I ask you a couple football questions real quick? I'm curious.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah. On the station, you're the only one that's actually, you know, Fowler's a good friend, but he didn't play, right? You're the player. You're the guy. So two things. First of all, I just want to make a comment. I think Justin Jefferson might be my favorite player on this team, dude. He is just that motor never stops. And he seems to be in the right place at the right time all the time. He seems to make the best decisions, and he doesn't avoid contact. He just looks like he could have been playing with your group, your guys, and your time. I mean, I really like him a lot. And I've told some people, if this team goes on to do great things this year, they need to thank him and have a plaque, a trophy, a statue, or something, because I really believe his strip fumble of Pavia when they were about to go up 14-0 on us turned everything. I think we were headed down a bad slippery slope that afternoon if they score right there and go up 14-0 on us, because that's Vanderbilt's whole game is like getting up on you. It's like a basketball game, and they get up by 10. They'll trade buckets all day with you, right? And then they can run their dink and dunk. And that was a dog of a play. But anyway, I really like him. I'm curious what you think about that. And the other thing is, this LSU, we're a week and a half away. But this really, really scares me. You know, I'm from Louisiana, and I was telling people on Ryan's show yesterday, you know, we think about Tennessee and Auburn. You know, LSU was a big game for you, right, in your time. But the people of Louisiana, I grew up around it, man, that game is everything to them. It is everything to them. There's nothing more important to them, period, end of story. When I was a kid, man, I didn't go to school on Monday if LSU beat Bama. It wasn't worth it. I mean, it is the biggest thing in the world. So this is a chance for them to become legends over there. And then plus, this is my big question. In your opinion, all the film we have on their offense, I'm going to say it's useless, but how do you know what's going to roll out there a week from Saturday, a week from tomorrow? Because it is different coaches, different OC. There's no telling what they're going to throw out there. As a defensive player looking at that tape, I mean, what do you think about that? I don't think you can look at the tape and think, okay, this is what they do in this scenario, because who knows what they're going to do now?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. No, that's a really good question. So I'll tell you this, Jared. No, normally the way it works is you can only prepare for what you expect, and you always kind of go into it knowing you still could see other stuff, right? Like, for example, with us, we knew – that a lot of teams, one of the only advantages that they probably would have going into the game is throw out a whole bunch of wrinkles and things that they haven't done that you know, thus far into the season to try to catch us off guard. That said, I mean, that always is a factor, but it definitely is, you know, there's a very, you know, high likelihood of that being the case here, you know, with this guy. If I was these coaches, or if I had to guess what they were going to do, well, they're going to go pull up this guy's background, right? So wherever his, you know, his previous stops were, the things that, you know, he ran there, you know what I mean? So that's what they're going to do. No different to, you know, to when, like, you prepared for Florida State going into the year, right? I mean, completely useless watching what they did the year before, because you have to watch some of that to watch the players, right, to get an idea about the personnel. But then you got to, you know, add another layer to it and say, all right, we need to go back and watch their previous stops, at least, for, you know, regarding the coaches, and see what they did there. So that's how they're going to go about it. They're going to, you know, watch a bunch of tape, right? And the good news is you've had a whole bye week to add that in there.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, as a player, it can be tough when you do get out there, and it is a little bit different. But, you know, as a coordinator, I'd imagine, you know, Kane Wammer is going to go in there and say, all right, you know, these are some things we want to run, because you can never know exactly what you're going to get. Like, you can try to lay it out in practice, like, all right, you know, we like this play versus this look that we know they like to run, and we're going to try to get to it the best we can. Even though you don't have as much of a luxury here, maybe with that, because it could be a lot different. At the end of the day, all the calls are going to have rules, right? And as long as you guys on defense can stick to your rules, make sure you're playing as one unit, you just go from there. And that's when these adjustments will be critical, because in a game like this, say you do get out there and it's, you know, something different, and you're not seeing exactly what you're expecting, or it's not playing out as well as you might have thought, it's important that you're able to adjust and adapt in the moment well, which I feel like we've done a much better job this season of adjusting and doing things a little bit different, right? Whether it's we have some injuries at outside backer, we're seeing more 4-3 looks, right? We've seen a lot more 3-4 looks, right? They're showing a lot more different packages with their personnel groupings, which I've liked a lot because it shows the ability to adapt to what offenses are showing us much better than what we saw a year prior. I'm being completely honest with you. Last year, it felt like, all right, this is what we like to do, and we're going to run it regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not really changing whole much. Mm-hmm. This year, it feels a lot different in that aspect, and I think that makes me feel better about this matchup with LSU.
Yeah. Well, they definitely saved our bacon last week. Last thing I'll ask you is how's your dad? Is he okay? I'm not going to lie. Midway through that fourth quarter, I actually had a brief thought about him. Like, I don't want to hear his nonsense Monday on that radio show if we don't pull this out.
I think I would have just told Chase to play about a week worth of old episode. That way his ass wouldn't have been on this platform for a week and we could let it die down. Not that I'm a sore loser, but I don't want to hear that. He's good. He's good. I think he handled it well. He definitely was a little, upset at some things that he thought they should have done better and could have done better, but it is what it is, man. We pulled it out, and that's what matters. But Jared, we gotta hit this top hour break, man. I appreciate you calling, man. Always good to hear from you, brother. And thanks for the advice for listening.
Yeah. Take care, man. See you.
Yes, sir. You too, man. Good deal. All right, we gotta hit this top hour break. When we come back, we dive right back into this Friday edition of the Miller's Edge, Title 9.9, 1230 WTBC. Speaking of LSU, we got the tape pulled up. We want to start looking at it, so we'll do that as well. We come back. Quick break. Don't go anywhere.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Week 9 of the NFL kicked off with Thursday Night Football as the Ravens cruise past the Dolphins 28-6. Lamar Jackson returned to action and ended 18 of 23 for 204 yards and 4 touchdowns. Tua Tagovailoa did not throw a touchdown pass. He ended 25 of 40 for 261 yards and an interception.
This isn't a game where, we're discouraged. It's one of those games where you wish you could have done, more or whatever you could to help the guys go out there and execute the way we wanted to execute offensively.
In the NBA, the Spurs start the season 5-0 for the first time in franchise history as they beat the Heat 107-101. Thunder stay undefeated with a 127-108 win over the Wizards. Magic outscored the Hornets 123-107. And without Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Bucks beat the Warriors 120-110. On the ice, the Red Wings edge the Kings 4-3.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at AndrewSportsMedicine.com.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case in this I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A beautiful fall afternoon. The sky's sunny. The high today, 63. Cold again tonight. Clear with the low at 38. For tomorrow, the sky partially sunny. The high, 64. Sunday, a few isolated showers with a high at 62. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 57 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
WTVC presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. Yeah, we definitely need to start looking a little bit more into this LSU game. Hadn't done it a whole bunch this week. Obviously, we're on a bye week. We got all week next week. And the last thing I want to do is rush it, and then we're regurgitating stuff all week. So that's why I've been a little bit patient. However, I do have some tape pulled up. I do have their depth chart pulled up. So I'm taking a little bit of an early look at these guys. And, you know, we just were talking with Jared, and he mentioned the OC taking over. Alex Atkins, didn't realize, I knew the name rung a bell, but former Florida State offensive coordinator, right? So without a doubt, going to go back and watch some Florida State tape. If you're, you know, any coach on Alabama staff, you're going to watch a bunch of Florida State tape offensively, kind of see some of the concepts that they like doing during that time. But I mean, there's still going to be some carryover from what they're doing this year too. I mean, they're not going to completely scrap everything. That just wouldn't make much sense. I mean, I know they're on a bye week too, I'm pretty sure, but it's still just not ideal to try to throw everything out that these guys have had instilled in them since spring training camp. Like, there's still going to be some carryover, best believe, but I'm sure he will, you know, have his own twist on it. You got to think, too. I mean, it's kind of a job interview, so to speak, for this guy. I highly doubt they end up hiring him, just to be clear. But you get what I'm saying. I mean, he's taking over. So, I mean, he definitely wants to put his best foot forward. So I wouldn't be shocked if, I mean, they throw a whole bunch of stuff at us. That said, I know Jake mentioned that tight end. That is a big old dude, man. That's a big old dude. But I'll be honest, man. I mean, trying to think, Chase, have any tight ends really pressed us this year? I'm trying to think back if there's been just one tight end. I mean, I know Missouri had their tight end who was a good player. He had that one play early, but I feel like we did a good job with him. Vanderbilt, their tight end was like their a matter of fact, I think he was their leading receiver going into that game. You know, I feel like
he
did a great job there. Georgia's tight ends, I'm trying to think if any of them had any. I feel like we've done a pretty good job with tight ends this year. I don't know, but that's just off the top of my head, just thinking where we're at right now. I could be wrong. I'm just going off the top of my head. Do you think they will start the backup quarterback? That dude played good when they pulled Nuss. He's also a dual threat. I think it depends. I think it depends on the health status of Nuss. I mean, they've talked repeatedly about how beat up and banged up he is. I don't see them completely pulling him. I could see him being on a shorter leash. I don't think they completely pull him like that, though. Could be wrong, though. Personally, I don't think they do that. But I think they definitely probably are giving that other guy plenty of reps in practice, where if they feel like they need a spark, they go with the other guy. I just don't see them completely making a switch to start the game. That's my opinion. I feel strongly that the other guy is getting reps and will be ready, though, if they feel like they need some type of spark. which we'll see. I mean, to be fair, again, this LSU team, I mean, it's easy to look at them right now as a wounded, you know, animal, right? Just because they fired their coach and they're coming in as a three-loss team. But they always say sometimes, man, wounded dog is most dangerous. And if you really look at it, their three losses, Chase, we talked about it yesterday, but just to reiterate, they all came to top 10 teams. So it's not like this team is some slouch. I know they've, you know, been banged up, haven't really played up to their standard and whatnot, but I think it's definitely, you know, a team you need to respect because, I mean, it's the SEC, man, and they've got good players as well. Looking at where they come in statistically, just for curiosity, I hadn't really even paid attention to any of this. I'll put it on the screen real quick. Defensively, they've got the number 7 ranked unit in terms of scoring defense. On the flip side, they're coming in at number 12, averaging 25.5 points per game. Let's look at their totals. Total offense, they come in at 14th, right? So obviously their offense is not performing nearly what they probably thought it would have been. And defensively on the other side, they come in at 9th in the conference, by the way. This is in the conference, not nationally. They come in at 9th defensively. Their rushing game, let's see. Dead last at 16th. So dead last in the conference at running the football. And defensively, they come in at 10th, giving up about 135 yards per game. Passing-wise, they are 6th in the conference, averaging about 250 yards or so through the air. Defensively, they have the number 4 ranked passing defense. So you guys know how I am, man. I mean, we look at the numbers, but we don't put too much stock into them. But anyway, just wanted to see that because I hadn't looked at any of this stuff yet. So we're doing it together. But it's evident they don't do a good job running the ball. Initially, I figured, I mean, you're talking about a guy that's an offensive line, former offensive line coach slash tight ends coach. He is responsible for the running game. I wouldn't be shocked if they do try to run the ball, but after seeing that, I mean, it's evident that they obviously haven't had much success doing it. Wouldn't put it past them, though, to see if they tried doing it in this game, but we'll see. Harold Perkins at linebacker is really fast, good player, no doubt. Yeah, no, he's special, man. And I remember going back to his freshman year where they're playing him as kind of like that buck slash spy defender on defense. And he's a really good football player for sure. I feel like they were playing him out of position a little bit earlier in his career, but you know, having him back, I think has been really good for that defense. And he definitely makes a lot of plays. So we'll see how they try to utilize him in this game. More than likely trying to, you know, get him involved one way or another. I mean, again, I think the blueprint now, I think people see this. If you can put pressure on this offense and Ty Simpson, that's probably your best chance that you have in this game. So we'll see how they like to dial that up. And we'll pull up the tape and we'll see what they like to get to do that. So let's do this. Let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll keep on rolling. We'll talk a little bit more LSU. We are open on the phone lines if you guys want to get involved. 205-342-9904. And we'll do that when we come back right here on the Miller's Edge. Time 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9...
Today and we'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetric True Score report dated 1H2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid consumer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person reviewing the deal. Additional terms apply.
95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC are partnering with Baumhauer's Victory Grill this season to put you in the best seats in the house at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Sign up online at 95.3thebear.com, on the app, or the Tide 100.9 app. Each week, we'll pick a winner for a pair of tickets to an Alabama home football game. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, with 2 locations in Tuscaloosa, Harper Lee Drive and Baumhauer South on Courtney Drive. Let Baumhauer's Victory Grill put you in the best seats in the house.
Oh my God!
with 95.3 The Fair and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more, call 800-836-3388. 800-836-3388. Again, that's 800-836-3388.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A beautiful fall afternoon. The sky's sunny. The high today, 63. Cold again tonight. Clear with a low at 38. For tomorrow, the sky partially sunny. The high, 64. Sunday, a few isolated showers with a high at 62. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 61 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
WTBC presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. We're watching a little bit of LSU tape here on the stream, and I'm going to take it a little slow because I definitely don't want to. I don't want to push anything too much, Chase. In fact, we've been pretty solid recently, and I know I was kind of just letting some stuff roll a little bit, so we will keep going in and out of that. But so far, we're just watching their offense, just trying to see some personnel stuff, tendencies. We talked about their numbers, right? They're dead last in the conference at running the football. Just wanted to see exactly why that's showing up. Do they just not run the ball a whole bunch? Is it the offensive line struggling tremendously? The back's not hitting holes? Well, we're dissecting that now. So far, I can tell you one thing. The blocking, at least for the first few, first few runs we watched, one terrible, man. But backs, man, they got to hit the hole, man, the right hole at that. Anyway, that being said, there's something I meant to bring up yesterday that I saw. And I know we talked about some of these numbers, but they keep rolling out, Chase, and you can't help but look at them. But this was from Cole Kubik yesterday. So we've been talking about Ty Simpson and how his odds to be the Heisman, the winner of the Heisman Trophy just keep, you know, climbing and climbing to the point where he's pretty much in first place in terms of odds, I should say, to win the Heisman. Well, not only are his numbers climbing there, but they're also climbing in terms of his draft status. This was a tweet from Cole Kubik yesterday. He said, the odds to be the first overall pick in the 2026 NFL draft per Bet Online. Ty Simpson is a 2-1 favorite, Chase. Next would be Mendoza at 11-4, then Lenore Sellers 11-2, Reuben Bain 6-1, some other guys he's got listed on there, but Chase, are you at all surprised about that? I mean, a 2-1 favorite to be the number one overall pick, man. I mean, that's pretty damn impressive. Now, clearly, these are just odds. I know we've got plenty of football to be played, but does that shock you that Ty is now a favorite on several betting services to be the number one, not as a first-round pick, but the number one overall pick in the 2026 draft?
Christian, if Ty Simpson's story is not in a movie, I don't know what to tell you, because if you would have told me this last year that he would have been the first overall, I guess projected in a lot of people's draft orders to be the first overall pick, I would have thought you're crazy. There's no way. There's so many other better players in that season that are killing it on the football field. So to see that up until now, the fact that he's in front of Fernando Mendoza, who is killing it at, I believe he's at Indiana. And obviously the North Seller, he's had his ups and downs. Dante Moore has been killing it at Oregon. Garrett Nussmeier here and there. So there are some pretty good players in that order. But for Ty Simpson to be not only draft eligible, but to be the first overall pick, that is just insane. It just shows Ty's work ethic, how much he's changed in his mechanics, and showing why he's not just a coach's son. He can play for real. And I'm happy for Ty. But, yeah, I'm shocked to see that Ty is 2-1's odds favorite to be the number one pick.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say it. I mean, he's definitely exceeded my expectations. I know, and again, I don't want to hear the people that said, oh, we told you he's going to have a Mac Jones type year. Listen, anybody could just say that, especially without even seeing it. Again, there was no spring game. Nobody really even got to see the guy work up to this point, right? I did, and he was looking good. But I'm just going to be completely honest with you. Through the spring, right, I wouldn't have said seeing him at that point, you know, oh, he was going to go on to be a Heisman favorite. He looked good. He was making the throws. But just take a listen. If you go back to, like, the press conferences during that time, Coach DeBoer, he kept hammering on, you know, we need our guys to improve. We need to play better. We need somebody to keep separating, right? There was even a report, right, from Pete Nakos talking about Austin Mack fighting for the starting spot. What I'm getting at is, if someone tells you, oh, we saw this coming, they're lying. Because I was at practice. I was watching this stuff. Like, and while he looked good, I mean, he still was kind of coming along, getting his groove. And in camp, he looked really good as well. He didn't turn the football over. And you knew he was going to have a successful year. I said he was going to have a good year. I thought he was going to play well. But to play this well, I'm not going to lie. He's completely exceeded my expectations. Like, I knew that he was definitely being, you know, undercredited, or, you know, like, not receiving the love he deserved going into the year when, I mean, he was like, they did like the top 10 SEC quarterbacks, and I don't even think they had him on some of those lists, which I thought was like, all right, that's kind of crazy. Yeah, I meant like 7, 8, 9, okay, fine. But I'm like, I don't even see people putting him on there. And I get it, it's because they hadn't really seen him. But I guess the more when you start thinking about it and you go, all right, you think about this system, you think about these coaches, if you look back, I mean, like, to how these coaches had Michael Penix playing within that system and his numbers and what he was able to do at Washington, right? I guess it makes sense seeing the growth that Ty has had, because it does seem like it's just a great match, honestly. Like, Ty just really does a lot of things that they need their quarterback to do extremely well. And just like one of our listeners in the YouTube chat said, I think you do definitely have to credit the coaches a great deal here, because I'm not saying Ty, I mean, I think Ty would have been a great player regardless when he got his opportunity, because, I mean, look, he was rated highly at a high school for a reason. We know, you know, the background of being a coach's son. I mean, smart football player, you know, knows the game extremely well, but he still just, over the last couple of years, you know, still trying to put it together, right? And for all the people that also think, oh, well, we had this guy sitting here. Again, people, I was not the same. Like, even when I got the starting job my junior year, I wasn't even the same player that I was my senior year. Like, each year you grow and develop. Like, and I believe that with Ty, because, I mean, I even saw him. I've seen him since he's been on campus, and I've seen him get better and better each year. That said, I personally believe, it's just my thoughts, but I'm sure, I mean, Ty would probably agree. I feel like Ryan Grubb coming here has made a much bigger impact than some people might realize. Not just with Ty and his development, but I just think in general, offensively, it just feels so much different with him taking over. And I think it's honestly had a big impact on the way Ty has been able to develop as well. Not only does the system fit him well, but just the way they work with Ty, you know, and both. You got to give both guys credit, because Nick Sherrington is a quarterback's coach. He works directly with Ty at that spot. But I really feel like Ryan Grubb's impact is almost, I wouldn't say underestimated, but I do think it's been huge. To the point where I've made this comment, and again, I know this is irrelevant, but it's just an interesting point. I really do feel like if we had Ryan Grubb at offensive coordinator last year, I'm not saying you would have seen Mike Milroe do these things. They're different players. It still would not be the same. They're completely different players. However, I do personally feel like he would have still been able to help Milrow kind of, you know, do some of the things he didn't do as well a little bit better. I think he could work with Milrow a little bit, but I just think Ryan Grubb has that type of impact. I mean, just look at the difference, man. I mean, it's not just play calling itself. It's play design. Look at these two-point plays and things that were drawn up this year. They were non-existent last year. Let's just be honest. They were non-existent last year. I mean, think about it. And again, I'm not trying to take shots at any coaches or coordinators like that. I'm just being completely honest that we didn't have that same level of play calling at times that we're seeing right now out of Ryan Grubb, especially in these critical moments. I mean, that's, I feel like that's pretty evident. But that being said, I am blown away with what Ty's been able to accomplish. But I think, man, I don't think there's anybody else out there who deserves it more when it comes to, you know, a guy that waited his turn, a guy that bought into the process. And even he admitted, I mean, there's times when it wasn't easy. There's times that he was frustrated and wanted to maybe, you know, give in to the, well, I mean, I could always go here and play, but he didn't, right? He ultimately chose to stay. Now he's reaping the rewards of that. And I just think it's awesome. Now, I know that we're kind of jumping the gun. I know we got a lot of football to be played, and he'll tell you better than anybody else. I mean, the main goal is to win a championship. He probably could care less about Heisman talk, NFL draft talk, whatever. But I think it's just inevitable, man. With the success that not only him and his team has, I mean, the other stuff will come. And I'm excited for him. I think that's great. Because he deserves it, man. I think it should serve as a great example for other players out there, especially the guys on this team, to know that, man, grass isn't always greener on the other side. And sometimes you just never know when that breakthrough is going to come. You know, you could be knocking on the door. You could be chopping at the bit, and it just seems like you're not making any progress, but you never know when it's going to take that one last take is finally going to break the walls down, right? And I think that can be applied to both on the field and off the field in our daily lives. I think that's what we saw. I mean, Ty was just chopping at it. He lost two quarterback battles. Then finally, man, he got that blow. And we talk about he didn't just break it, Chase. He blew the doors off. I mean, the dude is arguably the best player in college football as of now. So shout out to him, man. But anyway, I wanted to bring that up because I know we talked so much about the Heisman odds, but I wasn't aware of the draft odds being so high, which goes to show you, man, hard work definitely does pay off. It pays off. I mean, he went from being a backup last couple of years and now being talked about as a number one pick. So really good stuff there. And that kind of could, I guess, help solve any, you know, questions we were, you know, curious about. Like, oh, well, if he wanted to come back. Brother, you got a first-round grade. I know you love Alabama, but you got to go, bro. Take advantage of it. Go get paid, man. You've earned it. But we'll talk about that later because that's definitely a topic for another day. It's way too premature. Let's take a time out. We come back. We keep on rolling. We got Tommy. We'll go to him. We'll keep talking to him. LSU, get you guys ready as we wrap up this bye week here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTVC.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
And the clock's going to run out, and Bama's going to win it, 29-22. And for the love, let's get out of here.
Join us next Saturday as the Crimson Tide take on the LSU Tigers at Bryant-Denny Stadium on your home for Alabama football.
Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-
Crimson Tide. Sold in stadium and at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping.
Takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Edge Tide 100.9 1230 WTBC presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. All right, so we just got done talking a little bit about Ty and those updated odds. Again, he is now, at least according to most betting sites, I don't even know which one's better than others and all that good stuff, but he is a favorite to be like the number one overall pick right now. And I've been hearing a lot of, I don't even know if you call this rat poison, I guess you could, but you know, a lot of the draft experts and analysts, man, I mean, they're drooling over Ty Simpson at the quarterback position. A lot of people, which clearly makes sense if you're going to be the number one overall pick, you clearly got to be the number one player or prospect at your position. But it is interesting because going into the year, I don't even know where they had him ranked amongst, you know, top quarterbacks in college football. But right now, common theme is a lot of people feel he is arguably quarterback one in this upcoming draft. And it's just interesting, Chase, because, you know, the draft, you know, it's really, it comes down to philosophy, right? Number one, it comes down to team needs. It comes down to, you know, what teams particularly value. I mean, sometimes it's more of potential, right? We've already, you know, seen plenty of times where whether it's a quarterback, defensive end, I mean, the player isn't necessarily the best player as of today at their position, but the qualities that they have, the tools and traits that they have, these teams are buying into their potential that they of what they can be. Ty is a little bit different. Ty is more so he's showing and displaying right now the level of football that he can play at the quarterback spot and the things that he can do that he's showing right now and how well they look to translate at the next level. Versus a guy like Lenore Sellers, who, you know, a lot of people are going to have a lot of eyes on him. Is he putting up monster numbers? No, right? Is he blowing you away with some of the throws he's making? He's going to have some nice throws here and there. But I think more so when you look at Lenore Sellers, you're looking at a guy who's 6'3", 240, Josh Allen type player, even better athlete than that, big arm, strong arm, but we can work with him type guy. So I think it's really going to come down to that, Chase. When it really boils down to it, like who ends up being the top quarterback off the board, I think it's really about the team's philosophy and, you know, who they feel like is going to translate the best to the next level. I've always kind of felt like this, man. I feel like sometimes in the NFL, they overthink it. They lean too much into just potential instead of just saying like, man, we know this guy is a really good football player. I'll give you an example. Like how many guys, like Malachi Moore ended up getting drafted in you go fourth round, third maybe? I think it was fourth, though. If you watch on tape, I mean, yeah, there could be some limitations here or there in some of the things that he does. But in terms of just playing football, the dude's a football player. Like, how many DBs got drafted before him? Probably based off, oh, well, this guy has these traits or is, you know, shown this, or he clocked in at this, versus just watching Alabama's tape and seeing, like, this guy shows up every Saturday and he's always making plays. You know what I mean? Like, and now look at him. He's a rookie fourth round pick, but he's having a big impact with the Jets right now. You know, he's doing his thing. I feel like that happens a lot with the league. Ty reminds me of one of those guys. Like, you could overthink it and say, man, but you got Lenore Sellers, man. No disrespect to Lenore Sellers, because I think he's great, and I think he could definitely, you know, end up having a great NFL career too. But to me, I'm like, don't overthink it. No, Ty's not 6'4". No, Ty might not run. I mean, he's definitely sneaky athletic, but he's not going to be the fastest quarterback, or he's not going to have the longest wingspan or the biggest hands, or maybe not even have the biggest arm. But in terms of getting his guys in position to you know what I mean, line up and go make everybody else better, pretty much what I'm getting at, right? His ability to do that, his ability to just throw with touch, be, you know, deadly accurate majority of the time. And hell, if anybody's worried about his arm strength, I think he showed last game, I think he had a pass, it was like a 65-yard or something. I don't think it was completed, but I mean, still, I've heard people say he doesn't necessarily have the arm. I don't know if that's so much true. I mean, if you're throwing 65 in the game, that's pretty damn impressive. But anyway, enough of the old quarterback talk. We've definitely been glazing that whole thing. Let's go to the phone lines, 205-342-9904. We got Tommy up next. Tommy, welcome in.
Hey, Preston. Happy Halloween.
What's up, Tommy? Happy Halloween, man. Are you going trick-or-treating tonight?
Yeah. I shouldn't advertise it, but I'm a little fire department. I have open house tonight, and we're going to show the improvements we have done over the year and what people have donated money to get. And we're going to talk a little bit about fire safety, and we're going to hand out some candy. But I have a very important job. Robert Kennedy Jr. appointed me this. I'm going to examine the candy, all the spit, all the stuff like that. It got that red dye. I'm confiscating it for the betterment of American youth. Yeah, so I'm going trick or treat. Yeah, I might be getting more treat than treat. Yeah.
I was about to say, I've always been, I never could do like the super sweet, like the fruity style candy. Like, I felt like it made my stomach hurt, like eating too much of it. I was a big like Reese's guy, like chocolate peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
I could throw down some Reese's though. And Snickers,
I'm
going to
show you my
Snickers.
Old age. I'm going to show you my old age. When I got candy, when I was growing up in the late 60s, when we lived in the city, you know where the Dales are? Because it's not where I grew up. First 18 years of my life. Yeah.
Oh, and, what are you talking about, like off of Hargrove?
Yep.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My father, you know, people talk about, man, you pay $19 for 200 pieces or whatever. Bag of candy, like I bought some Halloween donuts. They come with a Krispy Kreme. I about had a heart attack. I mean, because paying nearly $17 on 6 donuts. I mean, I was getting ready to see Elizabeth in the sky or something. I'm doing my best friend, Seth. I'm like, my Lord. Yeah. I'm like, next is I'm only going to get 4. I'm going to tell the girls in the toilet, I don't love y'all that much anymore. Come on, girls. I mean, No, when I was a kid, when we got a Musketeer bar, we got a candy bar. When you got a Hershey's with almonds or plain or without almonds, you got a full-size freaking candy bar. You didn't get this fun-size crap. I mean, this is no joke. My mother didn't
have a full-size. Well, that's because a full-size back then, Tom, is probably about a quarter. Nowadays, a full-size Hershey bar is damn near $3.50.
I was getting candy for a nickel. No, but the point was, I live in the Dells. You'll laugh at me and you're going to call me a lot. My mother nearly spent $30 or $40 on hot weekend, 60, and my father knew it. He would have a stroke. This is no joke. We had people who came all the way from Centerville and Moundville to trick or treat in our neighborhood. I mean, it was phenomenal. And my mother, for the kids of the neighbor, each of the mothers of the neighbor, my mother would make cupcakes. Somebody would make caramel apples or something, or popcorn balls. For the kids, they knew in the neighbor, we all trick-or-treat in a group at the time. But that's 100 years ago, so I'll quit digressing about the glory.
And you're talking about the Downs. You're talking about, like, near Hillcrest area?
No. It's off in 10th Avenue where I used to talk with
it's like Central High School.
Yes. And Glendale Garden used to apartment, yeah, same name. we used to call it Belmar. That was the, I grew up right. I mean, my house was right on the corner, old house, right on the corner of 10th Avenue. Now it's blocked off. I mean, it's,
Wait, so did you live in the Downs or you lived outside of it?
Yeah. No, I lived in the Downs.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I mean, put this way, we wouldn't make it halfway around the neighborhood. We had to come home and dump a stash. I accused my father of giving my candy out by the time I got back home to the trick-or-treaters. So I hid my bag. He got another bag. I got smart and lady like, fathers are not good to you know, Halloween.
It's crazy because, man, I can't say too. I'll just say this. I spent a lot of time in the Downs because one of my best friends is had a house here or whatever. And, yeah, so I'm familiar with all everything you're talking about. That's
what
crazy.
What number was it?
Well, I don't want to say too much, but tell me if it was, you said on the corner of
10th Avenue, not blocked off. When I was a kid, there was a stoplight there. Yeah.
Okay, that's different then. That's crazy, okay,
I'll
man.
Tell you where
I never knew that.
I'll tell you where I live. I live in 19 the Downs.
19?
That's where I live, 18 is the last house.
I have to think, because he might be close. I had to go back and look. That's crazy though. Small world, man. Small world. That's funny. So yeah, no, they're definitely no man, that's crazy. What you got for me, Tom? What do you think about this whole, we've been looking a little bit at this LSU game, man. I know a lot of people are wondering. You know, LSU, they got the you know, OC taking over and these guys might have some fresh life maybe. What do you think, man? How do you feel about this game next week?
Well, LSU is in a mess, but anytime an animal is wounded, you're not going to go say, kitty, let me pet you. No, it's dangerous. don't disrespect LSU. I mean, they got ability. And like I said, we play at 6 o'clock a week from tomorrow night. Fans, bring it. Don't be lazy days as well. I mean, bring the noise, bring the thing. This is LSU. Let me put it this way. Those folks hate us because they think we stole their coach, Nick Saban, no matter if he was in Miami for 2 years. Our softball coach, Murphy, went down there for a weekend and came back to Alabama. So they have a strong dislike. I use the word hate, but I mean, we are there. They beat us. We're there season. There's one of the games they circle every year. And Alabama, I tell Alabama fans, LSU have a better record winning Tuscaloosa than they do beating Alabama in Baton Rouge. So respect your opponent.
No, I agree. I'm looking forward to I need to really dive into this preview on them. I hadn't even had a chance. Normally I wait till Sundays. But I guess I got plenty of time tomorrow. I'll probably do that. But I agree. Definitely got to respect them. I think it's another game where, you know, everything on the outside noise, you know, you can get caught up and, you know, you don't want to do that. Cause again, these guys, I mean, they've got 3 losses, but they're all the top 10 teams. And I think it's like a 20-something-2 record collectively, you know, the teams that beat them, they have. So, they're a good football team. I know they've been banged up a little bit and, you know, obviously, they've been, they haven't lived up to expectations.
Everybody bang up this time of year. I mean, this is game number 9. Yeah. It's just like we had a week off. I mean, I'm like, I tell fans, look ahead, we got LSU. Well, they not, I wouldn't don't say that. Because they broke the Alabama winning streak in 93, and they didn't have a very good team. So, I mean,
you always got to respect these guys, man. We're going to get their best shot. I throw this game up there with Tennessee and Auburn. Not necessarily for like the history, but it just in terms of like the energy, the passion, right? Just the feel of it. It always felt like one of those games. So, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be going.
Because Coach Bryant and Coach Charlie Mack had a relationship because Charlie Mack played for Coach Bryant at Kentucky. So, it was a big game where Alabama played them back then. I mean, So, I'm looking forward to it. But like I said, I kind of harped on Ron beginning of the week. I said, you know what? I know you talked about it. It's an off week. I said, I understand. I'm with Ty Simpson in the number one pick. I hope he makes a boatload of money. It'd be an awesome week to see number five national champ. I mean, not national champ, so Heisman Trophy. But right now, I just want to be LSU and get in the playoffs. That's their job. Don't worry. Like Coach Bryant and Coach Stallings used to say is, you take care one game at a time. You win and you play for national. You don't get SEC award and national award. Because when I grew up, we're going back when I'm growing up, I can tell you, players from the South play for Southern schools. They not win the Heisman Trophy. I mean,
yeah.
I can name three. Billy Cannon was the first one from the Deep South from LSU in 58. Then was Steve Spurrier in 66 and Pat Summer in 71. I think Roger won it in 80 and Herschel won it in 82, but there's not many players. No, they all went to Notre Dame, Ohio State, USC, Oklahoma. Understood. It's out in the far west of the Rust Belt, the middle part of the country. I mean, no politics, but we won't go there. But, so, I mean, like I would tell you now, like I would tell you before, I never thought I'd live to see I'm going to have a high school trophy winner. Because Coach Ryan, Coach Smolin, Coach said, no, we win championship. I can tell you exactly where I was when Mark Ingram won his. I was in Coleman Coliseum watching Alabama play Purdue. And the Purdue fans here, because they didn't, I know it was somebody else from Notre Dame was up there. I know it was Timo and Chuck McCoy from Texas. I can't think of the other one. But the Purdue fans here, because they were so happy that Notre Dame didn't win the fight. So, you know, I just tell you how much.
Yeah, one thing I do know for certain, man, when Tommy comes on here, we're going to get a good history lesson. I'm always learning something from Tommy. So we appreciate our official historian here on the Miller's Edge, two-time Tommy from Romulus.
Well, I'm glad you've been to the Dells. Wow. I mean,
man, listen, I spent a bunch of time, man. No, it's a great, great neighborhood, man. Great neighborhood. Matter of fact, I'll be honest, I bought a property here, man, so. Yeah, it's a good spot, man. It's been a great experience when spent plenty of time there. But Tommy, you have a great weekend, brother, and I look forward to talking to you next week, man.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Well, Tommy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You too. Chase, we'll just combine these breaks because we only got a couple minutes. It's 1 minute, if that. But when on this, I heard this quick little clip on Twitter real quick, man. It's from Coach DeBoer. I guess you're talking about using, you know, fuel to kind of, I guess ammo to fuel his team, right? So I want to play this real quick. I thought this was kind of interesting. I saw this on Twitter.
I think our guys have done an awesome job.
Wait, no, I don't know. Actually, no, maybe not. We'll just leave it there because I'm like, you know what? His voice sounded weird in the clip. For all I know, it could be AI. I don't even want to fool with that. That being said, that'll do it for us on this Halloween edition of the Miller's Edge. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Hope you guys, I guess if you do go trick-or-treat with your kids, be safe, get plenty of candy, I guess be smart, all that good stuff. And we'll definitely look forward to seeing you guys here on Monday, where we'll officially start previewing LSU. Plus, hopefully we'll be able to get the ball rolling. I think Slade's wrapped up with his stuff. So I think the name is coming around. We pretty much, I guess, boiled this. Boiling down a couple of names, and we'll come out with those soon. So hopefully that will be good to go next week. But appreciate everybody as usual. Chase behind the glass, Reading Company, all you guys at Tide. Appreciate all of our listeners on YouTube, Tide, and Facebook as well. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you guys Monday right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.